I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, July 11. Coming up, government to undertake strategic review of National Housing Trust. National Water Commission urges public to refrain from cutting down trees and government to tackle sale of imported refined sugar in retail trade. The details after this message.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The government is to undertake a strategic review of the National Housing Trust, the NHT. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says chairman of the NHT, Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark, has been instructed to start the review in short order with the objective of improving the operations of the agency. Mr. Holness says the review is intended to be as broad-based as possible and will ensure that both political parties, the church, trade unions, employers, and other stakeholders are represented throughout the management structure. The assessment will also incorporate the findings of external studies done on the NHT. The goal is to ensure that every Jamaican who wants to own a home can get assistance via the NHT and that this benefit will last well into the future.
And that starts with ensuring that the NHT is a strong organization that is agile and responsive to change, that can create the economic basis for building your future and giving hope for your children.
Mr. Holness was addressing the NHT's 40th anniversary church service held in St. Andrew recently. Government is looking to lift the ceiling for the procurement of small contracts that do not have to go to tender to $1.5 million. Currently, the limit for such contracts is $500,000. Minister of State and the Minister of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Everald Warmington, says since the increase from $250,000 to $500,000, the Jamaican dollar has depreciated by 65% to 70%. He says it's for this reason the government is proposing that the ceiling for the procurement of small contracts be raised. Mr. Warmington says raising the ceiling for the procurement better reflects current realities where cost of works is concerned and will reduce the amount of barriers that often prevent simple tasks from being accomplished in reasonable time. He was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the government will be moving to tackle the problem of imported refined sugar for use in the manufacturing sector, which ends up in the retail trade. Minister Samuda warned that manufacturers who engage in this practice will be fined and the goods seized. He says the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, has been asked to play a key role in the process of ensuring that breaches are addressed.
Bureau of Standards have been given instructions, and they have to produce that within the next 2 months maximum, where every single bag of sugar must bear the seal of the Bureau of Standards. And anywhere we go and find one bag that don't have that seal, we're seizing it and we're going to charge those who have it in them place.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a recent tour of the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawny. He's urging stakeholders to invest in value-added production in order for the sector to remain viable. And the National Water Commission, the NWC, is urging members of the public to refrain from cutting down trees. The NWC says trees are essential to the provision of a reliable supply of water and for the maintenance of a healthy environment, as well as for protection of watershed lands. The call comes against the background of a recent incident in which a man was arrested and charged after being caught cutting down dozens of fully grown blue maho and sweetwood trees in the Hermitage watershed on the slopes immediately surrounding the Hermitage Dam in St. Andrew. The NWC points out that cutting down trees in the watershed lands has several negative effects.
It is important to recognize that when persons cut down trees, especially in watershed lands, it results in increased soil erosion. It increases the level of silt that flows down the streams and into our facilities. It increases the risk of landslides, which also cause damage to facilities. It increases the cost of operating the water supply system.
Corporate Communications Manager, NWC, Charles Buchanan. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.